The Denver City Council approved a plan last evening to spend nearly a third of its pandemic recovery funds designated under the American Rescue Plan Act. The Denver Gazette reports plans for the funding include close to $74 million for housing and homelessness, community recovery, and business recovery. Just over $25 million will restore services among the city's 15-plus agencies, and $1.3 million will go to contract support to assure fund compliance. The approval passed by a 12-1 vote, with Councilperson Amanda Sawyer voting no. Sawyer told the Denver Gazette she voted no as the plan delegates $4 million for managed homeless camps, which is something she said her district feels strongly about and is not a long-term solution. Spending of the funding will begin in 2022. The City Council also approved last evening Mayor Hancock's $1.49 billion budget for 2022, with a no vote coming from Councilperson Candy Sitabaka. All 14 proposed budget amendments by Sitabaka were voted down last week. Council members also unanimously approved the city's new five-year strategic plan to address homelessness, along with approving $2.45 million as a loan to build 49 affordable condominium units in the Five Points neighborhood. Governor Jared Polis funds new programs to assist youth amid the mental health crisis. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Governor Polis is funding $12 million in emergency money, effective immediately, to Colorado's youth mental health crisis as it reaches a worse yet status. The Colorado Sun reports that 22 out of the 23 states' district attorneys say there is a shortage of beds for kids in distress who've been arrested but don't fit the criteria to go to a detention center. The nearly $12 million in emergency discretionary funding comes from federal coronavirus aid and is expected to create 45 additional youth treatment beds. Officials estimate that there are around 50 kids in Colorado now waiting for a bed in a psychiatric hospital or a lower-level residential center. Another spending measure is for kids who have been accused of less serious crimes, and under the law, it is illegal to send them to a detention center, requiring instead that they go live with family, another suitable adult, or a shelter. Federal stimulus funds are also headed for adult mental health. The money will be to house adults who have been found incompetent to face criminal charges because of mental illness. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York filed a civil complaint yesterday to recover four Cambodian antiquities that make up part of the Denver Art Museum's collection. According to the complaint filed on behalf of the United States government, the pieces were stolen and fraudulently sold to the Denver Art Museum by a now-deceased art dealer, Douglas Latchford. The Denver Post reports federal prosecutors charged Latchford in 2019 with a host of crimes associated with the pillaging and illegal selling of ancient artifacts. Latchford died in 2020, having never stood trial for the charges. The government's forfeiture stems from last month's published investigation by a team of international journalists dubbed as the Pandora Papers, which revealed how the world's powerful and rich hide and shield assets. The Pandora Papers identified at least 27 relics tied to Latchford that are still sitting in museums around the world. The Denver Art Museum has six of the relics, four from Cambodia and two from Thailand. According to the Denver Post, museum officials welcome the news of the government's lawsuit and will await the next step in the process to transfer the artifacts. The museum is reportedly still conducting research on the two objects from Thailand. First Judicial District Attorney Alexis King announced yesterday Arvada officer Craig Bronlow will not face criminal charges for mistakenly shooting and killing Johnny Hurley, who stopped an active shooter in Old Town Arvada last summer. On June 21st, Bronlow fatally shot Hurley, who was holding the rifle of the active shooter Hurley had just shot. According to the Denver Post, the shooter, Ronald Troke, had 1 minute earlier ambushed and killed Arvada police officer Gordon Beasley and fired several rounds in the busy dining and shopping district. King said in her announcement that Brownlow had objectively reasonable grounds to believe he and others were in imminent danger of being killed, and his decision to shoot Hurley was legally justified despite Hurley's heroic actions. Fire crews from Boulder County's Parks and Open Space and the Sheriff's Office Fire Management Program will conduct a prescribed burn on 20 to 40 acres of Hall Ranch west of Lyons today. If there is suitable weather, fire crews plan to blackline the Nelson Loop project area to prepare for a larger scale burn plan later in the upcoming winter. According to the county's press release, blacklining is a firefighting technique that pre-burns fuel next to containment lines such as roads and trails. Smoke and flames may be visible for days to weeks following today's burn, and there may be heavy smoke in the air. According to county officials, crews will monitor areas to ensure the fires are completed. completely out. Today's weather along the upper metro front range includes skies with increasing clouds and highs reaching 60 for Denver and the upper 50s for Boulder and Fort Collins. Tonight will be cloudy and then gradually becoming partly cloudy with lows in the upper 30s, low 40s. The current temperature outside the Boulder studios is 36 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.